Will join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Grace, loving God, we do thank you for so many things. So many things that we don't understand. But one thing about life, it's a gift from you. And yeah, we have all different gifts and graces and things that we do in this life. But life is such a wonderful gift that you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for the opportunity to gather in an attitude of worship, to worship you and to encourage others in the faith that we have walking alongside. And we thank you for the wisdom of Solomon in Ecclesiastes when he reminded us that two are better than one. When one falls down, another one there to pick you up and be with you. As we walk through this life, we don't walk alone. We walk with Jesus. And we have the many disciples and people that walk alongside of us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We could go on and be an attitude of gratitude, but there are so many things, and we just thank you for all of them. As we pray the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples when they asked him, Lord, can we talk to the Father? And he says, sure. This is all you do. It's called prayer. It's like talking to me. You talk to the Father. As we pray that prayer together that Jesus taught, I pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, Lord.